Let's have a little quiet, folks. Music.
Many friends and a big herking good afternoon to you. This is Studio Usher, you Jardan. When I will buy a vowel. I will buy a vowel and make mine an O, an extra O for the smooth that you are about to get right here. Robin?
Yo.
Maynard?
Yes. Listen to Cubby play his drums.
You know,
it's quite something.
When I watch you play the drums, as you have many times live, I say you've got a couple of clangers the size of medicine balls, because you'll sit behind a drum kit.
You're drunk.
No. And you'll pound the drums like a madman.
Yeah.
And now I know who it is.
That's the name of the game.
I know who it is you remind me of. Little Cubby.
Let little Johnny Jump Up, the little drum pounder, tell you about today's show, won't you? With its many amusing features, big fun that keeps us ahead of the game. At 3:30, the lovely young Velvenus tells you of IRS agent... Oh, hi, Velvenus. Thanks. She just returned with coffee. Isn't
that
nice?
That's a good girl, Velvenus.
She has IRS agent to pick up lines today. At 4:15, come on, baby, take a ride on Robin and Maynard's Melody Ranch quiz wheel. Come on.
All right. Keep Cubby going. Keep Cubby. Don't turn Cubby off.
Cubby be done.
Oh.
Cubby gone.
I wanted to go to our friend line live from Port Townsend. Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah. What are you doing up there in Port Townsend?
Oh,
Shut up, V. I'm trying to talk to a guy.
Yeah.
Amy, did you like it when I called up yesterday?
Well, do volunteer work.
You what?
Do volunteer work.
You do what?
Work helping some people out.
You help people out?
Yeah.
It's kind of a guy I like.
Yeah.
So you sound like one hell of a guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that guy.
Yeah, you bet. It's people like that that, the show is theirs. It's not ours.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No, this is about the people.
No, and when you get enough of those people, that comprises an entire audience, and that's that's why we have careers. Let's milk the news cow here at 6 minutes at 3 o'clock.
Fine. Anheuser-Busch, can you believe it?
Huh?
Budweiser is sponsoring this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll dress this thing up real
You better make this
like
one sweet. That's Anheuser-Busch, baby.
Oh, baby, that's some big business.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money here. Yeah. Thank you, Anheuser-Busch. Yeah. Someday we'll learn how to say your name right.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm taking a look.
Oh, you're going to make it prettier because it's Anheuser-Busch and not just Joe Schmo's smoke shop.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You're milking the news cow, are you?
Bet I am. Yeah.
Oh. Jeez.
There's one for you.
Thank you very much.
There's one from you. That's way.
Hey.
Huh?
I swear to God,
All right.
Be careful, man. My father,
I swear
to you, I thought I saw my father in town today.
Yeah.
And you be on your best
They're
behavior.
They're probably in town a lot, and they don't tell you about it.
That might be. I swear to you, I'm driving down.
The only way they can get through the weekend.
I'm driving Fauntleroy, and I look over.
It's what you said. You thought it was your
dad.
It's
their car, yeah. And it's him.
Hmm. You know, they could be in town for your birthday surprise.
Yeah.
Well, here are the 10 worst cars of all time.
Mm.
And let's start with number 10.
Ooh,
let's guess.
Give us the make.
Well, I would.
And we'll give you the model.
I'll give you the description. This would blow over in the wind. It would tip over if you draw. Yeah, blow over. It was only held together with flower stickers.
Oh, okay. It was a VW van.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Hey, she's good.
All right.
Number 9, you won't get.
I won't?
Yeah, no.
Give me the make, then. I'll give you the model.
It was a Renault.
Oh, those little round...
One guy said mine was totaled by a kid on a bicycle ran into it. The Dauphine.
Oh, that's right.
The Renault Dauphine.
You know, weirdly enough, that Renault was the one that made the first tanks that the United States ever used in war.
Yeah, you could be on to something.
I am.
There. All right, number 8 is we have a friend that bought one of these. It was a glamorized Chevy Cavalier with a high price tag.
Cadillac.
Yeah, there you go.
Cadillac.
You
wait.
Yeah, you got it. What is it you put on toast?
This Cadillac Cimarron.
It just, I don't know why it angers me when friends buy rotten cars. It just disturbs me.
Well, you are very highfalutin about cars. You really are. And then you drive that piece of crap rust bucket. I mean, he's got a beautiful BMW, but no, he wants to drive a car that he's never washed in 10 years.
I like it. Here's number 7. This has a song named after it.
Hell, I might even play it.
What?
Huh?
What was the model? What was the make?
What I'm asking you, Darla.
Merc Montclair.
No, it is a Dodge.
Dodge? A Dodge? Valori! Holy smoke! Thank you for cutting that off.
Yeah, you bet.
That's
number 7. Number 6, here we go. We're back to it's a French Renault again.
Oh, I don't know the Renault.
It was a pukey little... It had the name of the car written on the side in huge letters that were 12 inches high. Number 5 is a piece of Detroit garbage, an engine surrounded by 4 pieces of drywall made by Chevrolet.
K-Car.
It's Chrysler. Chevette is number 5. Number 4, the rotten cars of all time. I think you like this one.
Come on. Help. I feel very confident today. Go ahead.
It's made by a company that makes bowling alley equipment.
AMC.
Yeah, there you go.
Pacer.
Uh-huh. Well,
I love the javelin.
No, it's a little, tiny little bastard.
Tiny bastard. Yes. John Maynard. It's a Maynard Mobile.
Ooh. Come on, baby.
It's an
AMC. He lives under a bridge.
A troll.
He's friends with a troll.
He's a stinking gremlin. Gremlin.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Number three is the Ford Pinto, and there were some license plates that won.
Still won.
My favorite license plate, Kaboom.
It's driving in West Seattle.
Is it?
Yep.
I like that. I'd like to find out who owns that.
Rust one. It was a rusty brown color.
And then there was also another one. Somebody painted flames on the back of it, because you see, folks, if you would accidentally tap into the back of a Ford Pinto, it would explode.
Okay.
And that was one of the license plates, too. Hit me and we blow up together. Or the bumper stickers. Number 2, also made by Chevrolet.
Chevrolet was a Chevette.
No, it was not the Chevette.
Okay,
that was
wait.
Number 5.
Then give me a clue.
One actually broke in half going over railroad tracks. The car was made from compressed rust. It is named after a constellation.
Vega.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You good.
All right, because this is a piece of crap.
The number 1 worst car.
Corvair.
Of the millennium is not the Corvair.
Okay.
Didn't even make the list.
Give me the clue.
It had a heated rear window, so your hands would stay warm while you pushed it, you know, when it would stall out.
All right.
What do you call something bad that you yell to somebody?
Is it a fire truck?
Kind of like that.
Silly?
The derivative of fire truck. What would you say before you said fire truck?
Stupid.
Close.
Silly.
You would say, you go.
Oh, yourself. Is there a car named yourself? The Yugo. My God, man, I think I've tapped it.
Yeah, you did. Did a nice job on that.
Thank you very much, yeah.
It's 3:35. Here she comes, the little bundle of trouble.
Now, a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweetest chocolate candy.
Huh?
The tantalizing honey face.
How you doing, honey face?
Anybody that does income taxes, you know that the 15th is the last day, and then on the 16th, party time for accountants and IRS agents. You have some IRS agent pickup lines. They've actually tried these lines on you.
Yeah. Baby, that's one filled out form you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to go back to my place and check out my long form?
No.
That's not what I meant by head of the household.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ow.
Honey, you're causing me to have a capital gain in my trousers. Your IRA isn't the only thing I want to roll over. And those are some pretty nice W-2s you got there, honey.
That's very nice, Lolita. You do a good job, young lady. I'll tell you something else. Today, Lolita is being job shadowed.
Where's your shadow?
She's Lolita. In there.
Have her come in.
Katie.
Is she visible, or is she an actual...
She's a cute little gal, I saw her.
Oh, she is. Oh, look how cute Katie is.
Katie's a doll.
Yeah.
And Katie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Katie, you came in to find out just exactly what Lolita does.
Yes.
Okay, so far, I've watched, and I've noticed that Lolita is talking to her boyfriend on their cell phones, but her boyfriend, weirdly enough, is 6 foot away, right behind her, and she could pick up the intercom and talk to him, but they'd speak on their cell phones to each other.
It's probably more romantic on the cell phone, don't you think so, Katie? How do you do it?
Same way Lolita does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, you know, there you go. You're the shadow,
so,
right?
Tell me something now, Katie.
Shadow knows.
What grade are you in, sweetheart?
10th.
Okay, you're in this.
You're
16?
A sophomore.
Yes.
What a great year! Wouldn't you love just to be perpetually
just
be a sophomore?
No, I like being a junior. Junior was my favorite.
Yeah, freshman and junior were good, but sophomore was wonderful because you're far enough away from being a senior that you don't have to worry about, you know. Actually going out and doing anything.
No, you were busy hitchhiking.
Plus you're
all
not
over the...
Well, you're not a freshman, so what do you think about being a sophomore, Katie? Huh? How do you like it? Huh?
Katie, just tell him to shut up.
What do you like the best?
I don't know. I don't really like it. I don't like school at all.
No, you don't like school at all. Let me ask you something, sweetheart. You're a beautiful girl. I have to tell you, you are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Now, do you have a lot of boyfriends?
No.
Maybe you're too attractive. You know,
see,
they could be frightened.
You've got a kind of a Halle Berry look to you. You've got a beautiful complexion and the black eyes and absolutely gorgeous. And you don't have a boyfriend.
Nope.
Is that because there's a rule against boyfriends in your house?
No.
Would your
really?
Dad beat the hell out of someone who took you out on a car date?
Oh, I would if I was your father.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I wouldn't let that kid out.
I wouldn't let him drive by.
No.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd just go over to the school now and just go, look at anybody, you got any ideas? Forget it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Katie, I hope you learned something. Now, how are your grades, darling?
Yeah. She's hanging out with you?
Yeah, and
this
one
is
going to teach
life
her.
From, right?
Okay,
yeah.
This one's going to teach her. All right, well, Katie, I want you to work on a traffic report because you're going to be a featured traffic reporter this afternoon at about 4:15.
Did you know that, Katie? Do you want to do that? Do you have any interest in it?
Sure.
Yeah, it
you
doesn't
do.
Matter if she does
okay.
or doesn't. She's
All
doing
right.
it. Katie, you yeah. get to working on your business there, beauty girl.
Alrighty.
All right. God, this kid is gorgeous. How could she not have? Why are the pretty girls the ones that suffer? Seriously.
Don't ask me. It's always the prom queen that, you know, sits home on Saturday night.
It is a mystery to me.
I guess so.
What is wrong?
Probably
you know,
because they can't get the word. They're probably calling going, hum, hum, hum.
Yeah, but no, you have to admit, male children from between 12 and
40.
19, well, I can go higher than that,
yeah.
are idiots. Primarily, yeah. they're idiots then. They go to full moronicy between 19 and 45. And between 45 and 60, they've lost their mind completely. They're almost should be institutionalized.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And it's people like you that have done it. People like you that are just cavalierly running around with fallopian tubes and mammaries.